Welcome to morning prayer on Monday, 2nd of November. O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Your faithful servants bless you.
They make known the glory of your kingdom.
Blessed are you, sovereign God, ruler and judge of all. To you be praise and glory forever. In the darkness of this age that is passing away, may the light of your presence, which the saints enjoy, surround our steps as we journey on. May we reflect your glory this day, and so be made ready to see your face in the heavenly city, where night shall be no more. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
As the deer longs for the water brooks, so longs my soul for you, O God.
My soul is athirst for God, even for the living God. When shall I come before the presence of God?
My tears have been my bread day and night, while all day long they say to me, "Where is now your God?"
Now when I think on these things, I pour out my soul. How I went with the multitude and led the procession to the house of God.
With the voice of praise and thanksgiving among those who kept holy day.
Why are you so full of heaviness, O my soul, and why are you so disquieted within me?
O put your trust in God, for I will yet give him thanks, who is the help of my countenance and my God. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever.
Amen.
Psalm 2.
The Lord is the strength of his people, a safe refuge for his anointed.
Why are the nations in tumult? And why do the peoples devise a vain plot?
The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed.
Let us break their bonds asunder and cast away their cords from us.
The Lord is the strength of his people, a safe refuge for his anointed. He who dwells in heaven shall laugh them to scorn. The Lord shall have them in derision.
Then shall he speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury.
Yet have I set my king upon the holy hill of Zion.
The Lord is the strength of his people, a safe refuge for his anointed. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, "You are my son. This day have I begotten you."
Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession.
You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.
The Lord is the strength of his people, a safe refuge for his anointed. Now therefore be wise, O kings. Be prudent, you judges of the earth.
Serve the Lord with fear and with trembling kiss his feet. Lest he be angry and you perish from the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled.
Happy are all they who take refuge in him.
The Lord is the strength of his people, a safe refuge for his anointed. Most high and holy God, lift our eyes to your Son enthroned on Calvary, and as we behold his meekness, shatter our earthly pride. For he is Lord for ever and ever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen. I will sing forever of your love, O Lord.
My
My
lips
lips shall
shall proclaim
proclaim
your
your faithfulness.
faithfulness.
The heavens bear witness to your wonders.
I will
I will sing
sing
forever
forever of
of your
your
love,
love,
O
O
Lord.
Lord.
The assembly of your saints proclaims your truth.
My
My
lips
lips shall
shall proclaim
proclaim
your
your faithfulness.
faithfulness. Righteous and
Righteousness and
justice.
justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. I
I
will
will sing
sing
forever
forever
of
of your
your
love,
love,
O
O
Lord.
Lord.
My
My
lips
lips
shall
shall
proclaim
proclaim
your
your
faithfulness.
faithfulness.
Let us pray. A prayer attributed to Saint Augustine, found in Uniting in Worship in You. O loving God, to turn away from you is to fall, to turn towards you is to rise, and to stand before you is to live forever. Grant us, dear God, in all our work, your help, in all our uncertainties, your guidance, in all our dangers, your protection, in all our sorrows, your peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. And a prayer from ElijahNotes.com. God, you are my strength. I'm strong in you, O Lord, in the power of your might, and in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray.
Our Father in heaven,
hallowed
be your name.
Your
kingdom
come,
your
will
be
done
on
earth
as in
heaven.
Give us today
our
daily
bread.
Forgive
us
our sins,
as
we forgive those
who
sin
against
us. Lead
us
not
into
temptation,
but
deliver
us
from
evil.
For the kingdom,
the
power,
and
the
glory
are yours,
now
and
forever.
Amen.
May Christ, who has opened the kingdom of heaven, bring us to reign with him in glory.
Amen. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.